KBSRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu headed to a critical meeting Tuesday with President Trump in Washington.
The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship.
Also at SRNNews.com, update on another mystery in last week's deadly mid-air collision.
The NTSB now saying data shows conflicting altitude readings for the aircrafts, with the passenger jet around 325 feet, but air traffic controller data showing 200, says NTSB investigator Bryce Bannick.
Our team is looking into that, but I think it's important to note that this is a complex investigation.
They still need to analyze the black box from the Black Hawk, which was waterlogged. One air traffic controller was handling both aircraft. He'd asked the Black Hawk if they had visuals, and the answer was yes.
Aircraft in sight, precision separation.
Then the crash happened. That tower audio, courtesy Live ATC. I'm Julie Walker.
A baby food maker recalling edible sticks meant to ease teething pain because of a possible choking hazard. Gerber says it's recalling and then discontinuing its brand of Sooth & Chew teething sticks. They've received a number of customer complaints. Federal judge has blocked enforcement of a Louisiana law that makes it a crime to approach within 25 feet of a working police officer after being ordered or asked to step back. The judge issued the preliminary injunction, declined to dismiss a suit. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Department of Education investigating Denver public schools for alleged discrimination. District converted a girls' restroom on the second floor of East High School into an all-gender restroom while leaving the other bathroom exclusively for males. The probe into the bathroom at the school marks a sharp departure from the department's investigations under former President Biden. This is SRN News. Salaries in the NHL on the rise.
The NHL salary cap is making a big jump next season, with even larger increases happening in the coming years. The league and the Players Association on Friday released the cap numbers for the next three seasons. From $88 million this season, it goes up to $95.5 million in 2025-26, then $104 million in 26-27, and $113.5 million in 27-28. Those represent the biggest year-over-year leap since the cap went into place in 2005 at $39 million.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Some trades in the world of sports can often be labeled as blockbusters. This one is just plain mind-boggling. The Dallas Mavericks and Los Angeles Lakers trading superstars. Luka Doncic going to L.A., Anthony Davis going to Big D. More details at SRNNews.com.